General terms, how we understand the sugi vasi the chaloi sasa, and then it's shown that after that we'll get more into some of the details of the shabbos and the sitzur, and then when other issues come up in vasi the chaloi sasa. So when we get to the bottom of hey and aleph and in the middle of hey and day, so we have the following kololim. We know there's a din of vasi the chaloi sasa, and we know the din is going to come in our sugi from climate sitzus. And we know from the Tosfos that there's another makor of Giluach, Nozir, and Lav Dahakofa. Good. Then, when you get to Hamad Beis, so you know that there are numerous other halachas and Asay Dechaloi Sasa. You just, they're not sources. We know that when it comes to the din of the Korban Tomid, so Korban Tomid is Zecha Shabbos. The Gemara says Asay Dechaloi Sasa. The Gemara says it's not a good raya, because of Todir. It can't be a binyan of. You can't learn. Todir would make a difference. You can learn, we know that Mila and Shabbos are din dechiyah, but it's not a makor because it's Nemar Boy Shloisha Esrei Brises. We know that Pesach and Shabbos is a din of Asay Dechalois Asay, but it's not good for a binyan of. It's not good for Liban and Kolotera Kula because Yesh Ba Korbis. In other words, the Asay of Bris and the Asay of Pesach are unique in the Mitzvah's Asay. Maybe they're Marchomer because of Shloisha Asay Bris because of Koras, and therefore, even though they are Midin Dechia, right? Beir Adovar, they're only going to be Dechia if it's Be'idna. Beir Adovar, they're only going to be Dechia if it's Yiv Shalakayim Shneim. So they're going to have all the Gedorim of Asay Dechalois Asay, but they cannot be a makor because we can always be deichen that the din of Asay Dechaloisas is unique in those cases. The din of Tomid being deichen korban, same din, is the din of Todir. Memela, we can learn from that that Asay Dechaloisas, but it is a din of Asay Dechaloisas. Then we have an Asuya and Heyam and Aleph, then the Gemara says that We're not going to learn Asay Dechaloys Asay from Zokin the Koyein because Riba ben Akosim Mitzvus Yeseris. We're not going to learn Asay Dechaloys Asay from a Nozir Mitzoyra because there the Lav is a Lav Sheyesh by Sheela. It's a din of Asay Dechaloys Asay. But Ikal and Ifrach. And we're not going to learn Asay Dechaloys Asay from a Kofas Payas of Rosh and Arsugya because it's a lav, because the lav is Shein Shavah Bakoyim. Alright? So if we want to understand the din of Asay Dechaloys Asay, L'chor, we have to understand all of these protein. There's a different way of saying it. If the din of Asay Dechaloys Asay is going to be dependent on, if it could be dependent, if it's reasonable for it to be dependent on the fact that the lav is nitin l'she'ela, that on the fact that it's a lav she'enu shove b'koil. So l'chayre, that svara has to be a svara that relates to the etzem din of Asay Dechaloys Asay. Right? No, Sammy?
Isn't it that all of these are, they're ad l'chotzei, but exception asas of l'chotzei, but the ad l'chotzei not necessarily going to be related to these?
Even if you want to say that nusach, which I think is the same way I'm saying, but even saying that nusach, so l'chayre, it's less to be a svara that applies Asay Dechaloys Asay. And I mean, you couldn't say that it's impossible to say that because of some svara chitzoina, because of some svara, because of some unrelated detail, the mitzvah, therefore, I would not be able to ask the chalos. And look over the svara that's given to be machale has to be a svara that for some reason will impact the nasik de chalos. Right? Moshul ma'adavar doyme. The Gemara would not entertain the possibility of saying that can say ase dechaloisa ase because stam nozir is shloishim yom, and you don't have a din of shloishim yom legabe the mitzvahs ase of akofa, because apparently even though shloishim yom is a distinguishing feature of nozir, nozir is to bring a korban. So I can bring probably 10, 20 distinguishing features of Nazir. Hakofas Arroish is a Neshove Bakoil. I could bring many distinguishing features of Hakofas Arroish. It is a Shear of Shnei Saris. It's a din of, according to Rambam, it's a din of Avodah Zarah. I could bring numerous distinguishing features. Apparently, when the Gemara chooses a certain distinguishing characteristic, that because of that we would or would not say so l'chora, that means that that has to be embedded in the way that we're going to understand. Otherwise we can't really read the Gemara. That doesn't make any sense. In other words, if our understanding of is not going to be dependent on these protim, so l'chora we don't understand ase dechaloisa. So that's what I. So if we're going to be able to be magid the din of ase dechaloisa, so l'chora we have to understand how all of these protim that are mentioned in the Pashas Hasugya, how they fit in. Alav shein eshaveh b'kol. A lav is only applicable to men. No, so why should a lav shein eshaveh b'kol be nidches by an asay, and a lav hashaveh b'kol not be nidches? We have to understand that. Otherwise, you don't understand asay dechalois asay. Right? Make it even a sharper question. We know already that there are at least two svaras for ase dechelois ase. At least two gedarim. Right? One is Rabbi Kiveger. One is the Ramban, which Rabbi Kiveger refers to on Zayin Omnav Legili Neshas, the Ramban of Parshas Yisroi, that Aseh is Neiveya from the mitzvah of Ava, and Lav is Neiveya from the mitzvah of Yira. So, if it's Neiveya from the mitzvah of Yira, so Mali that it's Shavuot, not Shavuot. Rebbe Nissim Goyim says it's Mitanoya mitzvah. So Mali, if it's Shavuot, not Shavuot. So l'chora we're missing something in the understanding of ase dechelois ase. L'chora it seems to come from a more basic perspective. L'chora, if we wouldn't have the sugya of ase dechelois ase, we wouldn't have the sugya. So what would we say? Mila b'Shabbos. Ase de mila lav. Well, we call a svara chitzoyna when you have nothing to go with. No, so what would you say? No?
Tomorrow.
Was that?
Do it tomorrow, do it the next day.
So you'd say, be mevatel in mitzvah milo bizmana. Based on what? Why would you say that? You're going to be over, be mevatel in mitzvah milo bizmana? So what you would say is that you have to evaluate whether the lab is a chomedik lab, not a chomedik lab. On the basis of what svara would you say that when it's not a chomedik lab, then the asay would be vatal?
Yeah, but
Without a sugya. No? L'chor shev al ta'isa, no? L'chor, wouldn't we say sheva? We say we don't know what to do, so don't do anything. Right? Maybe we even go a step further. Maybe we would even say that you're not being mevatel the asay when you can't be mekayim the asay. No? The svara of the Ri, the Mordechai quotes. I don't know if you need a chiddush akroah for such a svara. When I have a mitzvah asay, I don't do the asay. So I'm mevatel the asay. But the Mordechai's, the Ri's svara in the Mordechai, I'm only held responsible for the bitul asay if I could do the asay. Right? So I have a choice. Either I'm going to have a svara, again, no sugya. Either I'm going to have a svara to say that when the Rebbe Hashem says asay, b'mokim lav, Kadosh Baruch Hu meant that I should violate the law and become the asay, or I have a svara to say that it's impossible for me to do the asay. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say the asay. I'm not mevatel. It's not, put it in non-halachic terms for a second, it's not an indication of a lack of ava. So l'chora, without a sugya, I think we'd say sheva al taisa. I don't think a sheva al taisa is a chiddush. But if you're unhappy with that, sheva al taisa is a sugya, is a yivamis thing, a sugya, the beginning of Isha Rabbah. But if you don't accept that, and you'll tell me that that's not svaradik. So l'chora, what the Ri saying is a svara, that there's no bitul. If I'm responding to a lav, there's no bitul asay. So now we have a sugyev asay dechelois asay, right? So and that might be why we need a sugyev asay dechelois asay, a chiddush, right? Because we're saying no, we don't say shev al taisa, because we're going to say that. That mitanoya mitzvah is a diasis doyech in the law. So we need a gzeres hakosa for l'chayra. So now we have to be magid the gzeres hakosa. We have to be magid the din, and we have to be magid the din in a way that a lav she neshav of a call is a player. We have to be magid the din in such a way that a lav sheyeshna b'she'ela, it would make sense vayta to say that this specific gezeiras hakosuv would not apply to a lav sheyesh b'she'ela. Sheval taisa. Sorry, we would not be able to learn right. I say decheloisa that we go back to say sheval al taisa. When it's a lav a shava b'kol, the lav shein a shava b'kol. All right, then the asa is doicher. When it's a lav a shava b'kol, no, asa is not doicher anymore. When it's an asay she yesh bo yisholish esrei krisis breeses, so then we have a svara to say that the teruz mechadish a svara din of asay dechalois asa. But when it's tam an asay, without the shleishes of Rises, it's not a todir. So yoytzimi kolzez. We have to figure out in order to l'mshat the Gemara. In order to l'mshat the Gemara, we have to have an understanding of asay dechelois asay. All right. Otherwise, the Gemara is just throwing up different details. Why did it choose these details? No, sure. Shall I say?
Do you necessarily have to say that all these reasons are things that are being magdir the aste or the los aste, or how they connect to each other? Maybe the Gemara is just trying to figure out whether or not that can make you have an application of aste dochlo aste to everything. Meaning, the Gemara is not necessarily talking about aste dochlo aste, but rather the application from that mitzvah to everything else.
So again, l'chora al pi svara. The answer is yes, you do have to say it. Right? Al pi svara, it doesn't make sense that we should find unrelated details that would be machalik. Right? The Torah, the Gemara says, here's a chiluk, here's a distinguishing feature. So, l'chor, it doesn't make sense to say this is a distinguishing feature which is unrelated to the chaloy sasin. L'chor, it means it's a distinguishing feature which apparently, if you understand the din of Asedech Eloi Sase, so this feature will not allow the Svara to function. But even if you'll tell me that, even you'll argue with me, I'll be Svara, so the Chor bring a Raya. Because that was what Tosus pointed out in the Maschel Malalah, that this is a Pircha Gemura. The Chor, that's the point of Tosus saying it's a Pircha Gemura. The difference between a Pircha Gemura and a regular Pircha, the Chor is the Pircha that the Chia Ba'alma. And even in the Chiyah Ba'alma, it's difficult to say that the Gemara shows an unrelated detail. Even that, it means it's not a detail which is ultimately so strong that the Svar is completely unraveled.
It's unrelated to the idea of Asidu Pelosa, I say, but it's related to the idea that you can't apply it to everything else. Meaning,
so that
it has all the specific
that I think
specifications.
I think I'll be Svar, that's Krimshot, I just say. I don't think that we would argue that way, right? I don't think you could. That's not a reasonable argument. To say a distinguishing feature which is not related to Asik Dechaloisas. It's learning Bikiyas. You're running fast. You don't think so. Then, but if you're thinking of the Gemara, if you're learning it, how can you say such a thing? Go ahead.
Well, when we say that these things are not necessarily
yeah.
true, that even if Asidok was the same anymore,
right,
it's not
right.
So then all those things don't necessarily, they're not required to explain.
So it's a good, it's a good Ha'aron, if I think that in Hanami, if we have no way of winning Peshat, we may have to conclude something along those lines. But L'chor, that's not the idea of Peshat and Gemara. And secondly, I would also argue that in the end, the Gemara lemaskana, the Gemara does accept these as being distinguishing features, and the Gemara says that these will that even achrei kechleis akol, right? The Gemara says heyoyis that you could have said these svaras, so therefore we're not going to learn from these makaris. We are going to learn from klein besitzes, right? But again, araya is when the Ramban was stuck and said that there's a din of klein betzitzis, and klein betzitzis hudra, and the Ramban said, but here we have an eyes and a kasha, and we have to dismiss this shita because then we can't learn asidach eloisa said from klein betzitzis. He did not respond by saying yeah, but once you know the din, so you have many situations which are not hudra. He didn't say that. That would have been such an easy way to be making that pshat. It would have been a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. It would have saved a lot of problems. He didn't say that. So the Chor, what I'm saying is correct. Let's go. Nope. So what are we going to say? So what's the... Go ahead.
Did you say it's a idea of Chomer, sir, in that Gemara? You can say that the fact that a lot of things in the Sheva or the Zayin Shalom Kol, it's less Chomer love, so you can't live up to Kol Tarakula.
Good. So the Muskla Rishon is to say that Asay Deicha Loisa says the din of Chaimer. Right. The Muskla Rishon to say is that Asay Deicha Loisa means that an Asay is more Chomer than a Loisa. Right. In other words, I have to decide which I'm stuck. I have to do one thing or the other. I either have to do an Asay, a Mitzvah, a kind of Mitzvah, or and be over alav or be mevatel the yaseh. So I have to make a decision. Alright? So now, so l'chore, the decision should be shevel ta'aseh. So don't do a ma'aseh b'yadayim. Right? Elamai, the Teres Mechadesh Adin. So, forget your name. Sa'ari. I refer you. Sa'ari said, so the Teres being Mechadesh, that an aseh is more chomer than alav. What says Rai that that's the way to be magid adin? Because he says, well, that's the point of a lav she'enai, of a lav she'en shoshav v'kol. Apparently, Sa'ari would say, if hakofas ha'roish was such a chomer dikedin, and there was some, again, leave halacha for one second, and say, if the tikkun if the avla of a kovas arosh, if the prisas, whatever you want to say, if the head there of a kovas arosh would be such a chomer din, so Rav Shulman would have given it to women as well. The fact that he only gave it to men means no, it's not such a. It could not be such a chomer din. Chomer be pesach as a chomer. The boss of a cholam, shov of a coil, right? He would say, Sa'ari would argue that Nitin l'sheila means, you could say, I would that, no, at the end of the day, I can get out of this. I can go to a basin, and I can be mati this. How chomer could it be? Or Nitin l'sheila could mean it was voluntary to begin with. A voluntary love, so a voluntary love is not as chomer as a love that the Rebbe Shlomo imposed directly on me. So what Ari would say is that the Teres Machadesh Achidish, that an asay is more chomer than a lav. Right? Hold on. That an asay is more chomer than a lav. And the Gemara says, but if I find, and Enachanami, if I find a chomer dik asay, like an asay, sheyesh be sholish esri brises, so I can't learn from that that every asay is more chomer. I can learn it. Gemara says, that if I say that to todir, so I don't know how to say pshat and todir. L'chora the pshat and todir is mitzvah sevachach. The Ramban says, right? And I say the todir. I could say I say the todir. I say the todir is a chomer dik asay because the Baruch Hu wants it done twice a day, right? So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says that there's such a chomer dik asay, that's going to be deichel loy sas. Not muchrich. You could say that todir is a din in besvasim mechach, or you could say that an asay sheyesh b'korbeis like a korban pesach. So that all fits in very well. So that would metaritz almost everything. All right, that an asay is more chomer than a loy saseh. L'chara, it's very difficult. Why is it difficult to svara to say that an asay is more chomer than a loy saseh? No, go ahead.
Because either you have to pay more money to not be over allowed.
Yeah.
And also, it's true, we see that it's
right. You have three rayas that an asay that al pidin an asay is not more chomer than a loy saseh. First of all, if you got them to Zainam at Aleph, it's almost mefurish in the Gemara. And the Rashi explains Zainam Aleph, why is that? Because how do we know that an asay is not, that an alav is more chomer than asay? Because Malchus, right? I said, listen, this is Malchus. And I say, doesn't get Malchus, right? So how can you say it's Machomer? Then you have the Ram, Hilchos Tshuva, that Tshuva is Machapel, and I say. And for a lav, a very basic, your basic lav, without any frills. You know, frills lav still requires a kippur. If it's a lav with frills, Kareis, Machulah, Machulah, you need much more. But a no frills lav, Tshuva, no frills, I say, is Tshuva. And no frills lav is Yom Kippur. So how can you say that the essay is more chomer? Can't be, right? What was the third raya?
You have to pay, you have to
right. Okay. That the shear when I say it's not to melt, when I say it's chomish, not to be over a lav, you have to be willing to be moiser kol hainoy. So the chara is not correct. Tadu kush l'duchta. Elomai, these are the kashas they ask in the Ramban. Look, Rabbi Kibega's Ramban, so that is, look, that's what Rabbi Kibega's Ramban seemed to say. And they ask those kashas in the Ramban. Go ahead. I forget the name, sorry. Buri.
All three proofs are generally discussing in terms of which more chomer on the negative side, in terms of like punishments or whatever, mitzvah. So it might be more chomer in terms of the punishment, but in terms of equating them on a scale, it might equal out when you consider the positive of mitzvah, the positive you do get from the asay.
Good. Okay, that's the chomer with the Ramban holds. We'll see it inside. We should just point out that there are two chidushim over here. If you say that this is the idea of asay decheloisa, so it's a partial idea, right? But there are two chidushim. Chidush number one is that there is such a din as a din kedima. We have dine kedima all over the place. right? They have to make decisions. We have dine kedima when it comes to giving tzedakah. It's a dine kedima, the list of who comes first, right? You have allocate. You have a limited resources. If a din kedima, it'd be mechabit kayanim, right? Kayanim come first. You have to make a decision. Gets the first aliyah, otherwise there'll be mulchomas. The Gemara says you have to have mitam shom. You have to make a system. So once you have to have a system, then you have din kedima. You have the same din. The Gemara says in one Mishnah, I think in Harius, as for din kedima, pikuach nefesh. You have din lahachiyos. Lahachiyos. That's the din tzedakah. So Gemara says, I think it's a mission harius, that you have a dine kedima for lachayas. Who are you going to give money first? Then you have dine kedima for a din Torah. You have a basin to decide which din Torah they're going first. If you don't do dine kedima, you'll get involved in inu yadin. So there's a din of requiring kedima. So apparently, when it comes to mitzvahs also, eva chiddush, that you can organize the mitzvahs in order to figure out which one to do first. All right? So the dine kedima say that we do the aseh before the loisa. So we're suggesting now, based on our sugya, that the dine kedima, the chiddush or the chidushim of dine kedima, that the aseh comes first, even the aseh, and we will not follow the ashev al taisa approach. You all right? Good. Now we take a break for a moment. Not a break. It's a... For those who are new to the yeshiva, we have someone who are new to the yeshiva. Rabbi Einsteiner is an individual described as prompt in a moment, but he comes to us with, first of all, the many, many years of being mezaka, our community, helping out Aniyim, and with the Baruch Hashem, a stellar reputation for his integrity and his concern. Both in terms of attested to by Rabbi Shechter, but also attested to for years and years of taking care of the poor.
I remember I first came to yeshiva. Rabbi Shechter and I are friends from many, many years back, and a Rebbe of his, who was unfortunately passed away young, asked me at that time if I would assist in just a few people involved in getting money to 250 families in Eretz Yisrael. For Yom Narun, before Purim. And then, subsequently, I asked Rabbi Shechter whether he thinks there's any point in my coming to yeshiva. So he said, what do you have to lose? So I came to yeshiva 25, 30 years ago. In the last number of years, 80 to 90% of the money we sent to Eretz Yisrael comes from Yitzhak Ochanan's alumni. We give now to over 400 families. And you multiply a significant number of families, over 400, by what we have to give to each one, comes out to a large amount of money, by imagination. Before I left Cleveland yesterday, the wife of one of these families called, she spoke to my wife, in Ivrit, and she said they don't know where to turn anymore. They use up all the gemachs, their pressure is unbearable, and they don't have enough food to provide for their families. My wife said, my husband will do what he can do. For such families, I sometimes have recourse to some gewilim in different parts of the country who give larger amounts for these families. But we can't unequally divide. It has to be proportionate to the need and to the number of families. But there are many people like that. They're so poor, they don't know where to turn. Every single cent that you give goes to them. Every expense incurred in getting the money to them comes from outside funds and not come from here. If you give a dollar, that dollar goes there. We check out the needs of the family from time to time, and as the needs vary, so does the stipend. Believe me, you do not want to be on the taking side. You don't want to be on the receiving side. You'd like to rather be on the giving side. It's much more pleasant. Rabbi Shechter calls me up, Motzei Yom Kippur. Whatever money has come into his hands at that time, whatever money has been committed to him at that time, will lay out the money from funds in Eretz Yisrael. It's a real tzedakah, it's an honest tzedakah to people who are poverty-stricken. Whatever you can do, please do. It's a big zechus for Yom Narayim. Checks can be made out to my shul's charity fund. For tax purposes, it's congregation Torah Tefillah. As long as you get your money, and Motzei Yom Kippur, or even a day later to Rabbi Shechter, or a commitment to him, will lay out the funds. Please, whatever you can do, families can do, please do that. You get it to your Rosh Hashiva, get it to Rabbi Shachta, he'll come to us. Please, whatever you can do now, please do, and then the subsequent question. Yes. Question.
Yes.
Your shul's name is Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Foundation.
The item is also Machaber of Sevil Svarim, and gracious and Shmos have been very, very well received at the meetings.
I
couldn't
be
wrong
with the dialogue.
As long as it's an
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't say that. No, we do it in the style. I think the style is
I saw some of the articles for the second. That's stylistic. I mean, this is the only seat of the third. But the Lashon of the Ramban, and it's in the Lashon Zocher Vishomer. The Ramban says that Zocher Vishomer, I say what Zocher is, and I say Shomer is in Lois Aseh. Goes from the Chundi bin Akana from one of the Midrashim, and one is B'yom, and then he says B'emesu gam kein ki midas zocher romzu the mitzvah sasei v'ayoytze mimidas ha'ava v'hu lim midas ha'rachamim ki o'yse mitzvahs adoynov ovloi v'adoynov merachim olov u'midas shomor v'mitzvahs loy sase v'hu lim midas adin. Right? What's the Beir HaDavar? Ramban is saying that any mitzvah saseh is neveya from our mitzvah of Avas Hashem, from a heritage of Avas Hashem, who lemidas erachamim, and it's addressing the rebonus of lemidas erachamim, midas being nishmar, being nimna from alav, is neveya from our sense of yira, and it addresses the rebbeinu shalaylam's midas adin, the yoytem midas ayir. So that's a very difficult passage. I said before, it's a very difficult passage. Why
why the kiyum mitzvah of Avas Hashem and a mitzvah naivei of Avas Hashem wouldn't address the mitzvah din as well. Not for now. Ki anishmar me'asos dover hara be'ein adonav yorei oso. Alright? A person who refrains from doing something which he should not do, that stems from yira, or is an expression of yira. V'lochein mitzvahs aseh gedolot mi mitzvahs lo yisaseh. That's our sugya. K'moisho ava gedolot mi yira. Ki amekayim v'oise v'gup me'anishmar me'asoy sirab v'enom. V'lochein omru the osi aseh v'dochi lo yisaseh. Alright? So that's the Ramban. Our sugya. Aseh dechi lo yisaseh. Again, everything we said until now is correct. Right? Asay doicha loisa says a din of kedima. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mesader, gave us a din of kedima in mitzvahs. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mesader that mitzvahs asay. Let's use the word right now, or marchosh, or marchomer, whatever it is. And the mitzvahs say marchomer because they're naiveya from Ava. And Ava. All right, after this, we're leaving the realm of halacha, but for Kadosh Baruch Hu has that the expression of Av was dearer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever it is. All right, come, now let's come back to halacha. So now the question is, but is that really so? Is that consistent? Is that consistent with what we say that the Naseh is more chomer? This is the kasha of the Rav Nissim Goyen in Shabbos. It's Kuf Lamed Gimel Aleph, begins Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis. But it continues in Kuf Lamed Gimel. Is that really consistent with saying that that they're going to get Oinshin, that we get Malkus for a lav? All right. And another kasha: is it consistent with distinguishing a lav shen shemah b'kol or a lav? Of a lav sheyesh v'sheila. In other words, once we're saying that the asay deichel lo yisase is the Rebbeinu Shlomo's kiveya, that we should be makdim a ma'ase b'foyal over, and even though it means violating a lav. Again, once the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us it, when I say din kedima, so that what's the significance of din kedima? The significance is it's not hutra. The din of din kedima means efshel kaim shneim. The lav is still there. Elamai, we're mocked in the asay of the lav. That takes precedence. So if that's so, if it takes precedence because it's an expression of ava. So, the fact that the lav is a lav shen yeshava b'kol, what does it make a difference? No? What would you say? Yeah? So apparently we're going to say that, you know, was that?
So even if some Essen are better than some Latin, there's still some Latin that are
going to
be better.
Then some to say. Okay. Now there's so what Moshe is saying is that it's that even the Ramban is saying that the factor it's one particular factor in determining the Chomer Hadin. Alright? Not sure, but that's so Moshe is saying, he said the following. He said, what about a lav shesh b'koris and b'koris? Why should the Chomer of Koris, according to Ramban, why should be a player? If the issue is that every asay is naiveya from an expression of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, So then we're finished. So why should we mechalik ledina? Right? Why should we mechalik ledina lemaskona v'lashin rekoris? Elomai, he's saying no. That you have to learn that the pshat in the Ramban is that this is a that this is the overwhelming consideration, but there are other considerations. Maybe go ahead, Moshe.
In terms of
the
Nisim
Goron
question, you could just say that
yeah.
It fits in with
it
being Yes and
then,
therefore you have
Makos
by those
assets. Oh, that's the Ramban. Right? So the Ramban's next line, the Ramban was aware of, in other words, apparently the Svara of the Ramban to say it's Chaim Redin was around before Nisim Goron. And Nisim Goron apparently was being Chalik in that Svara. And the Ramban, who now defended the Svar that Nisim Goron was dismissing, so he goes on to say, Vilachain, the next line in the Ramban is, Vilachain mitzvah sasei, Gindei lo, mi mitzvah zloi sasei, Vilachain omru, dothi asei, and umipnei ze, iyo oinesh, vi mitzvah zloi sasei, godol, vi oisin boidin, goin malchus umisa, ve'ein oisin boidin b'mitzvah sasei kalal elo b'moridin. According to the Ramban, it's impossible to read because he says, and therefore he says the asay is more chomer because it comes from Abba, and therefore asay is echel loisas, and therefore we give malchus for loisas, and therefore. But he's exactly what Moshe is saying. No, what the Ramban is saying is that the reason why oinshin are more chomer for lav because it's consistent with the lav being an act of merida. Since the lav is more annoying, more aggravating, since the lav is an expression of what we would call misbehaving, of a lack of compliance, so therefore consistent with an act which is a lack of compliance is to get a punishment, to get a patch. But a mitzvah which is an expression of ava. So if a person is mevatel, the person doesn't express his ava, so you don't give him a patch. You don't hold over a person. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us the assay is to express ava, so he's not going to say if you don't express ava, so then they get a malchus. So then the mitzvah will never express ava. So the system can't work that way. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo developed a system. With a mitzvah sasei express a measure of avos, and memela they can't be chomer oinshin. As the Ramban says, but what about makin ve'oinshin shalei? What about makin ad shetetzei nafshoi? Right. So why Ramban asks the kashan himself? So why is it that Chazal that a beizin sholmata of a person doesn't think a little bit esrig? So a beizin can be koyfin ala mitzvahs. A beizin can be makin atche teitzei nafshoi. So he says only by mordin. It's only if a person makes a stand. The guy didn't end up putting up a sukkah because he's a procrastinator, because he's a fashlofener, because he's not so important to him. All right, or he can't get his act together. I'm not going to give him malchus for. But if a person sukkah eni oisa, so that means that if a person takes of the beetle mitzvah and makes the beetle mitzvah into an act of the merida, he makes it into an act of not compliance, so then he taki gets, then chazal. Otherwise, as the Ramban says, it would be totally inconsistent for chazal to impose, it would be totally negative to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Levitzoin Hashem. As Rav Schechter often points out, he doesn't use, I don't think he quotes his makor. But he often points out that kfiya ala mitzvahs is only in a situation where roi people are doing mitzvahs. So if roi people doing mitzvahs, so then not doing a mitzvah is an expression of moridin. But if a person lives in a time when roi Jews are not doing the certain mitzvah, so then he can't be koif ala mitzvahs in that case. All right. So the Ramban already for Vorn, the Ramban took off the kash of the Nisim Goyim. The question is, do we have to say that and the Ramban L'chayra, that's what the Ramban would say, as we said last week, the Ramban would say that Asei Doichel Lois is a din of Dechiyah. It's not a din of Hutra. Nachum, Reb Nachum Pritzavitz in the Shurim, so he says a tremendous ha'ara when he develops these ideas. He says that one of the big problems we have in the Ramban is that the Ramban says in Shabbos, right? He pointed out that the Ramban, there's a stira between the Ramban and Shabbos and the Ramban and Yevamos. All right. So the Ramban in Shabbos was makabel the idea that kalayim b'tzitzis is hutra. So Reb Nachum says, so how are we going to explain the eyes of the kasha the Ramban himself has on himself, and how have you learned pshat? How are you going to figure out the stira? Right? You're going to say that it was a Ramban in different kufas. You're going to say it's a ksav yad of a Talmud, a ksav yad of a different rishon, whatever it is. That's of the Messiah of the Ramban. But he says, how are you going to be yashiv the kasha? Right, the kasha being how can you learn from asei doichel from klayim betzitzis and hutra? How can you learn asei doichel lois asei the tchuya? Right, how can you learn reshlokish is asei doichel lois asei? No, go ahead, Ashi. Yeah.
So therefore, it's possible that in general, asidokos is going to be the chuyu, but since everything's changed.
No, but that correct. But that's a very very difficult thing to say, because the halachis hanayvei from the makor. How can you have all the halachis being a different din than the makor?
So that's the question he asked by us.
Correct.
He or she accepted that. That's how he was the maskan in Shabbos.
And Shabbos he leaves it as that in Echanami the climate is going to be asidokos. It will be. Will be a din of hutra because efshel kaim shneiim, because you can be machmir yourself into the din, right? So it's a steer in the Ramban, you're stuck, right? The steer in the Ramban. So Reb Nachum said, but there's a way to be miyashir the Ramban, and it's not going to help the steer, but it'll help us understand how the Ramban could have said it when he wrote the Chiddushim and Shabbos. Eitan,
I'm just saying maybe it's like we're talking about it now.
Then?
The only way to use this is when the same time that you buy Losa say you kind of
say. Good.
So it's always cancelled out. As opposed to other things, there could be that there's like something in the middle where you can buy Losa say that thing.
Oh, so it's very. Some, what you're saying, I think, assumes what Reb Nachum says. Right? In other words, you're saying is that it works out that hutra in kalayim b'tzitzis is possible because kalayim b'tzitzis, even though it teaches us the din of be'idna, it may not in fact be a din of be'idna, right? So but l'chaira that'll still beg the question. So then I should not learn the whole sugya from kalayim b'tzitzis, right? L'chaira that makes it even more unique. Right, so Nochem is the father. Nochem Bertzavitz, I think, was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. Still, he was Rav Shiva the Mir, and Reb Nochem, in my when I was your age, so Reb Nochem and younger, Reb Nochem and Reb Chaim were known as the two greatest shiurim in the world. People would go to Reb Nochem. Nowadays, people there were revisionists now. There were some great, the other great shurim. There was Shmuel Rozovsky in Ponovich. But when I was growing up, so Reb Nachum and Reb Chaim and the Mir, they were known as the shurim that certainly in Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Nachum, towards had a debilitating disease at the end of his life. I think he had, I think maybe had MS, I'm not sure. I remember that towards the end of his life, he would say shir just in his room, which was attached to yeshiva. So if you have a chance to look, and they published two sets of Reb Nachum's shir. One is the shir yomi, and then the shir klolim. Shir yomi is more cheerful; it moves faster and it's very quick. And the shir klolim is a little more dense. So he suggests the following idea: he says that when it comes to klayim mitzitzes, so it's true the Torah gave us, the Torah taught us a din that asei deicha loisa ad kedei kach, that it's even efsher lekayim shneiem. It's true the Torah taught us a din of hutra, but you have to understand that in klayim mitzitzes there are two steps to the din. That the first, the Rabbanu Shem was first, the Rabbanu Shem recognized Ki'ilu. He first recognized that first the Rabbanu Shem gave us a din that we don't simply say Shem Va'al Ta'asa. And then the Rabbanu Shem gave us a din of Yuchad Fetzitzis. There was the fact that there is a Chiddush in Klein Fetzitzis. Already recognizes that we're going to have to, when we have an Asei Dech Eloi Sa'asa, so we're not going to simply say Shem Al Ta'asa. We're not going to say that we don't put on Pishtan Dikki Begodim. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish, and in Tzitzis, there's a unique way of organizing Kalai, the Lav, and the Yaseh. But in order to be able to get to the point where you say that we have to be misada the yaseh the lo yisaseh, we first have to get to a point where we say we require a seder over here. In other words, that we're not going to say memela the asay is not practiced. That we're not going to say the svara pshuta that if I don't put on my tzitzis, so I'm not mevatel an asay because I couldn't put on a mitzvah. I couldn't put on the tzitzis because of a mikalayim. So embedded in the mitzvah, embedded in the chiddush of klayim mitzitzis, even though ultimately it's going to be a different kind of a din, but what I can learn from klayim mitzitzis in several limudim. Lima number one, that when you have different mitzvahs, you say we require a din kedima to teach us. Right? Number two, we say that we don't assume right away, it's two sides of the same coin, that the asays are unraveled when zeloy sasa. All right, that I learned for Kol HaTorah Kulo. When it comes to klayim mitzitzis, I go a step further, and I learn because of the nature of tzitzis, I learn that tzitzis we're going to paskin that the asay is doyech imef shekayim shteyim. That's the chiddush for tzitzis. That chiddush is not accepted to Kol HaTorah Kulo. To say that the din is hutra in Kol HaTorah Kulo. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, so we are where we will always be able to apply Efshel Lekayim Shneyem. He could say it along the lines, the Teser Ashba. It's a similar idea in Psachim. In Psachim, I forget it's Pei Yair Pei Ches, I think it's Pei in the day. So Teser Ashba says, the Gemara over there says, that I have two halachas. Etzem leitivri, you can't break a bone. Number one, it's a pasuk of seichel kol boser. So what about the boser inside the etzem? The boser inside the bones? So the Gemara says, habamina, asei necheloi sase. So the asei of seichel kol boser should be derech shvir sa etzem. Alright? So the Gemara says, no. And you should machalik between an etzim sheyesh bebasar or an etzim sheyesh bebasar. Gemara has a lima not to say that. All right, fine. Says the Tosef Ashba, how could you possibly say asay dechelo? He says the number one's not the idna. You broke the big bone before you the basar. Number two, how could you say dechelo? He says we have a rule that ain asay dechelo. He says in kodshim. So Tosef Ashba says the pshat in the Gemara is that asay dechelo. He says in kol haTorah kula teaches me the Chomer Adin of an Asay. Memela, when the two psukim don't go together. There's a steamer psukim. One pasuk says don't break the bones. One bone says eat the bone, eat the meat. So how do I organize the psukim? So Tezer Ashbo says the pshan the Gemara is that Asay Decheloisa said gave me a yisod. That when I have a stira and psukim, when I have to be miyashiv to psukim, I should give preference to the yishuv of the asay. I should understand that the Torah wanted us to understand the Torah, that the lo yisas is the lav davka, the asay is the davka. Kacha kosa, you have to look it up. So you see from that Tezer Hashva, similar mahal to the Ramban, that number one, the din of asay deicha lo yisas, the din is that the chiddush number one is that we're going to be mesader, that we're going to give dini kedima, that we're not going to opt out with the sheval tas approach. Number two is that in Roiv's situation, we have to figure out. Now here we're fudging a little bit up to be mavara more tomorrow, right? We're going to the halacha is that we're going to figure out what's more chomer. So that's not exactly correct because the Raman didn't say that. The Raman said there was more chomer. He said one is a greater expression of Ava, right? And the Neila, the Ramban says that that's all part of how we are supposed to be mesader the dine kedima, just like in. And in Yonik Stoka, there's a din kedima to Yosef and Alman as anybody else. He's a din kedima for Ava. All right. And then we learn it's dechuya. And now we have a beautiful yishuv in the Ramban in Masechta Shabbos, very similar to the Tosef Rashba in Pesachim. Elamai, I don't think that we have fully answered the question that we began with. All right? Unless we're going to say. But Moshe said before that Ava becomes one of the ways to be Mesada the Mitzvah, and there are other forms to be Mesada the Mitzvah, right? So believe it that way so you can sleep tonight, otherwise it'll keep you up at night. Believe it that way, but Mechara we have to be Magda a little bit better, alright? And then we have to finish up with Nisim going and be Magdir how his approach Mitanei Mitzvah. I just want to spend the 5 minutes on an important idea that's going to get these days of Elul. I was thinking about where is that we discussed last week the Avodah of Elul in terms of Suyogim, and I was thinking that the other part of the Avodah of Elul should be learned from L'David Hashem, but I haven't worked that out exactly. So I have another idea that I think the gave for us. I'm hoping that we'll be able to get together Matzoi Shabbos. Hope that everybody was available. We'll come to our home Matzoi Shabbos. Have a Malav Malka also be a Malav Malka that be able to get to know each other a little bit better. And be able to discuss some ideas that are relevant to the Ta'achonos V'yom Nirom. I was thinking that for one of the very important places to start in Ta'achonos for Yom Nirom is before we focus on the Pachad of Yom Neiron, before we focus on the Yemei Adin, Soif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaveya that the Yemei Adin is in a Yom Tov. Right. So I was thinking that it's one of the important, and it's this week's Parsha. We'll begin now, and we'll have to finish up in the Pasuk and the Teichacha. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Lulav, that when the Torah says Yanish Tachas Shelo Avada Shemekecho Besimcha Matuv Leivam, Sarm is the Chiddush in Pirush Hamilim. The Pshat in the Pasuk is that because we did not serve the Rebbeinu Shem when we had it good, so Rachman Letzlan will be tested when we have it bad. Alright? So the Rambam knows. The Pshat is a frightening line in the Rambam. A person who holds himself back from the simcha of doing mitzvahs, royally poor mimenu will have to pay. Will be taken to task for it. Shenemar, because it says the Teichacha. Tachas asher lo yavad l'shem lekecho b'simcha b'tuv leiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take us to task because we didn't serve the Rebbeinu Shem b'simcha. So I was thinking that one of the places to begin with the avoda of Elul, the avoda of tshuva for Bnei Yeshiva, because Baruch Hashem, Bnei Yeshiva kevei itim, they're oiskim be'emuna b'chol inyan. So everybody here is Baruch Hashem and Bnei Aliyah. So there is always the sila pachad of the din because we see all the examiners that were nigzer on last Rosh Hashanah, most of them Baruch Hashem were all wonderful gzeiros. We see some difficult gzeiros also. So there is a pach of Yom HaDin. But again, the Yom HaDin is in a Yom Tov. So apparently, overarching is the concern that the avodah should be done b'simcha. All right. Now, the Rambam does not say that doing avodah b'simcha is an easy task. Right, it's not to get one self-helper from Barnes and Nobles and you're done. Lashon HaRambam is Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah uba'aba sokel she'tziva behen avoda gedolei. It's an avoda. It requires avoda. For a person to have a upbeat and a cheerful frame of mind and then to experience kima mitzvahs in an upbeat fashion, it's avoda gedola. Right? For a person to come to Seder bizman and stay at Seder throughout and be excited about every single Tosfos and every single Rambam and every Yishuv and every Kasha, it's avoda gedola. It's not something which will come to a person without avoda. At the same time, the next line of the Rambam is v'kol hamoyneya atzmoy misimchazu. The chastira. First he says it's an avoda gedola. And then he says, if you hold yourself back from it, if you hold yourself back, it means it's natural. So what's that? Anvarm Shvichem Yishuv. All right? I have to stop now because I'll be late for a minute. I'll have to talk about it.
He says, you had it.
A bloogity, 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 bloogity. Stick working? Hello?
What's going on? Why guitar, man?
What's your name? You want to say it for the audience?